provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. So this is the heart and the mind of Christ. He didn't come to be ministered to. He came to give himself. You know, like I know, in the world, you know, it's like ancient kings in that. They had the big old ostrich feathers and they were fanning them, and somebody dropping grapes in their mouth, and they're getting their fingernails done, toenails done, and, you know, all that stuff. They're being served. But Jesus turned this thing topsy-turvy, because he wants to take us back to the first true covenant. You can't get there unless you cast off that Gentile mindset. Wanting to be served, wanting to be first like James and John, to be served. But Jesus put the thing in perspective. He said, I am among you. We'll read it. I am among you as he that serves. He really put the cherry on top when he washed their feet. Amen. After dinner, he disrobed himself. This is Emmanuel. Amen. God in the flesh. Amen. You know, my son and I were talking about something the other day. You know, while Jesus was here, he was the creator of everything. And in him, everything consists. Everything is alive in him. And when he was here in the body, he didn't take a break. It's not like he left somewhere and left everything. He was still that one by whom everything was created, by whom everything consists. By in everything moves and lives and has his being, he was still that one. Yes, and here he is, taking his robe off to wash the manure off his disciples' feet. Remember now, they walked in pathways that donkeys traveled and horses traveled. And that's why anytime they came in someone's house, they washed their feet. But here he is now girding himself with a towel and washing their feet to show them, to give them the example of how to ultimately regain kingdom here in the earth. It's not through swords. Alexander conquered, but Alexander died at an early age. And we don't see his kingdom now. You understand? But Jesus' kingdom is still here. And it's still growing. It's a kingdom that cannot be removed. Amen. And it's going to keep on growing and keep on growing. And it's going to swallow up every other kingdom. But he's showing us how this works. Because we weren't really brought up in this. We was brought up in this to outdo everybody. Get better tests. Get good scores on your tests and stuff. But you know, it's all about competition. Amen. And finishing first in your class, being there first and all that. And you know, we believe in punctuality and all these things, but the way up is down. Not humble, but really humbling yourself to please God. The word says, whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it heartily, as unto the Lord. And not unto man. See, it's when we become men pleasers, you get off track. Now you out to please somebody. Now you out to try to get favor with somebody. And now we start to muddy up the picture. But when it's, no, I'm serving God. They may not like this. They may not want this. They may think I'm this, that, or the other. But I'm going to do it as unto the Lord and let the chips fall where they may, because I understand something about dominion, and I want to enter into that place of dominion. Amen? Okay, there's another. Let's go to Luke chapter 22. And we're going to start at verse 23. Now, Jesus has told them that somebody's going to betray him. Verse 23 of Luke chapter 22. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. Now look at this. Jesus already told them, one of you is going to betray me. I want you to see the whole attitude in the air among the disciples. They were concerned about that, but not only were they concerned about that, they were still concerned with who is going to be the greatest. Still that worldly, Gentile type of competition and strife. Now remember, if you've never written this down, you've heard me say it before, write it down if you haven't. Temptation is anything that causes you to strive. And you look up the word strife, it causes you, like they were, they got angry at one another. They got to arguing who was going to be the greatest. Any temptation is anything that causes you to enter into that place where your flesh and the carnal man, the natural man, is defending himself or trying to attain a position. Except the Lord build the house, right? We labor in vain. Except the Lord keep the city. The watchman wakes, but in vain. Luke chapter 22, verse 23. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them would do this thing. And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said unto them, the kings, here we go, he's talking about the world again, the Gentiles. He said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them. And they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But you shall not be so. He's here to establish a kingdom. Amen. The kingdom of heaven. You shall not be so. But in this kingdom, he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger. And he that is chief, as he that does serve. And he gives them a prime example. For whether is greater, he that sits at meat or he that serves? Is not he that sits at meat, but I am among you as he that serves. Amen. This is our example. Jesus, listen, all the years he walked the planet up until he laid his life down, he walked in dominion. Amen. Complete dominion. Every sickness, every disease, every devil, every adversity, nothing could touch him or harm him until he said, I lay my life down. Amen. For the sake of the remnant, for the sake of the seed, I lay it down and I pick it back up. Okay? For whether is greater. Let's get this so ingrained in our heart. The great ones aren't the ones that sit down there. Jesus said the greater ones are the ones that serve. So we don't want to be those that are ambitious. Amen. For the high seats. Amen. Let's be ambitious to glorify God. Amen. Why not in your home with your husband or with your sister or brother or wherever you are, why not, if you compete, why not compete with who can serve each other better? I mean, genuinely, who can outserve one another? Imagine the atmosphere you create there. You know, there's a commercial on TV. It's a progressive commercial. Guy stopped at a stop sign there, and the guy stopped over there. He says, "You go ahead first." He said, No, I insist you go ahead. No, you go ahead. And they stop. They insist that the other goes before the other. What about if the church was like that? So have we got, now remember, Alexander conquered the world, the known world then, through violence. But Jesus conquered it, truly conquered it, through love. He left us the example of how we are to be able to enter into the place of dominion. Now, let's begin to look at our first father and mother. And when you hear that phrase, trust the science, rebuke the devil. Just trust the science. I rebuke you, devil. Don't just trust the science. Trust the Lord. Trust the word. Trust what you know that you know that you know. Because all that, all those sayings, build back better, all this stuff is leading toward the narratives are leading toward transhumanism, AI. Daniel saw it, the toes, the clay, and the iron. That's where it's going. That's man. But God, again, he sits in heaven and he laughs. He's going to confound the wise. He's going to take them in their own craftiness. Okay, so Adam and Eve, right? When they were created, and by the way, evolution is the biggest lie. That's what transhumanism is based upon, evolution. Adam was not created or didn't come up out of the ocean or a lake or something as an amoeba, and then Neanderthal, dragging his, you know, a monkey, and then looking like, little like a monkey, then looking less like a monkey. No, Adam was created. Adam, when he was created, was not, Adam was brilliant. We're going to take a look at it. This is what you have to know. Evolution is a lie. It's been a lie down through, it's infiltrated the education system. That's why people are prepped for joining biology and technology. They talk about the word of God is outdated. Listen, the word of God is the rock of ages. The word was here before technology got here. It'll be here while technology is here. It'll be here when technology is done with. Not one jot or one tittle of God's word will fail and never has failed. So don't believe the lie of the devil. Evolution is a lie. And governments are buying into it. Pharmacia is buying into it. Technology is buying into it. It's all a lie. And this is their game plan. Eventually we'll get into it and you'll see it real clear. But God has a game plan. His plan hadn't changed. Matter of fact, he's taking us back to origins. So, Adam and Eve. They were, their sole purpose in God creating them. And here's another thing for you that they tried, the media and all these that are in lockstep try to hide from people. Science did find this out. They can trace everybody's DNA back to two people.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
We all need encouragement as we live from day to day. Tune in to The Encourager every Saturday at 3 p.m. and be encouraged from the Word.